Welcome back. Joined now by Margot Kohut, the executive director of the National Conference for Community and Justice. Margot has been a fixture here 18 years running this great organization. Welcome back to Straight Talk.
Thank you. My pleasure.
You know, Margot, the theme of our show, as expressed on our website and often during interviews, is that everyone can make a difference. And no organization in town makes more of a difference than the NCCJ. Tell us a little bit about their work.
Well, we are a nonprofit human relations organization dedicated to reducing bias, bigotry, and racism. And we do that in the greater Long Beach area as well as Orange County through training programs, educational programs for kids in high school, middle school, elementary school. We work with the police departments of different cities, including our own Long Beach Police Department. We provide diversity training in the workplace. We have interfaith dialogues. We have the interfaith breakfast that we'll be talking about this evening. And so we have lots of different programs, over 200 programs a year that we delivered that improve human relations in Long Beach.
Well, as many of our viewers know, Long Beach has been chosen or is the most diverse city in America, according to the RAND Corporation.
Yeah.
So nowhere is your programs more needed than in a city as diverse as Long Beach.
Correct.
And diversity has some well-known problems, but it also brings great strengths to our city. Mm-hmm. And if we can find a way to control the problems and harness the strengths, we have the best of both worlds.
And I think we're doing a good job of that in Long Beach. Our city does have some challenges, but I think that one of the things that makes our city so vibrant, so wonderful, is the diversity that we have. And when you go to other places that aren't as diverse as ours, they seem a little anemic compared to what we have here.
Well, coming from New York City, where diversity is our birthright,
almost,
I second that. And I know one of your outstanding programs is the Interfaith Breakfast. I've attended that on four or five occasions, and it's a wonderful opportunity. Hundreds and hundreds of people. It grows each year, all shapes, sizes, faiths, religions, and come together for a very moving breakfast. And this year, it's on Thursday, February 24th.
Yes, 7:30 in the morning at the Hyatt Regency Hotel.
Rise and shine.
Rise and shine. Get your reservations in early because that room can only hold about 750, and we've had as many as 950 at the breakfast before.
You really should consider it. I know it's 2 months in advance, but give the NCCJ a call. We'll put the number up at the end of the segment, 435-8184. $25, and consider coming to this. It's a very moving, and you'll feel good all day long.
Oh, hopefully all week long.
Well, all week long.
Our guest this year, our keynote speaker, is Dolores Huerta, who was a partner, a very powerful force in the farm workers movement, and worked closely with Cesar Chavez for many years. People really didn't know who she was because he was the face of the farm workers movement, but she was truly a powerful force behind him.
And you had the attorney, the executive director of the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Center.
It was fantastic, and other great speakers.
Yes.
Now, you also mentioned this Building Bridges programs in the schools, teaching kids about diversity.
Yes, we've been doing that program in Long Beach Unified for about 19 years. And we take 1,000 high school students away every year to the mountains for a 3-day experience, and they spend all that time in a program designed to help reduce prejudice and bias and bigotry, teach them personal responsibility about how they get along with their peers on their campus, how to live in harmony with diversity, and what they could do to make their schools more inclusive and more accepting of everybody.
This is a little bit of a segue, but at Long Beach State several weeks ago, there was an incredible program, and Hillary Clinton came to speak to the students. And I was there. Over 4,500 students were there. It was extraordinary. And whatever you might think of former President Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton, one thing you can be said that they really try to reach out. And if Bill Clinton is known for anything, it's trying to bridge that gap between cultures. Let's hear what Hillary had to say for a few moments.
For that very gracious introduction, and I want to tell all of you who are fortunate enough to be her constituents, it was your lucky day when she became your congresswoman. She works tirelessly and effectively, and she has good companions and colleagues. Behind me on this stage are some of the best members of Congress you can find anywhere. Congresswomen Jane Harman, Linda Sanchez, Diane Watson. They are strong advocates for the needs of California and America, and I am proud to serve with them and really appreciate their leadership in so many areas. I want to thank your mayor. Beverly O'Neill has been a friend and colleague of my husband's and mine for many years. You know, when Bill was president, he used to talk about his favorite mayors, and Beverly O'Neill was always near the top of that list in the entire country.
Quite the speaker.
She certainly is. Powerful woman.
Gangs are a serious problem throughout America, and certainly Long Beach is no exception. What's your organization doing with regard to reducing gang violence?
Well, a lot of different things, but one of the main things we're working on right now is the city has appointed a gang task force to address a lot of the issues that came out of a report generated from the Human Relations Commission last year and presented to the council. And so we're working with the city manager's office to try to bring all of the resources together that we have so that we can complement the work that we're doing. We're not replicating what's already going on, and really identify some solid solutions that can help abate this problem in Long Beach. It is a growing problem. It affects everything, the economics, the tourism, everything of our community. Our reputation hinges on a lot of that.
One final question, Margot. Over the 18 years that you've been executive director here, have you seen a change in the dimension of the problem? Is it getting better? Is it getting worse? Is it maintaining? Which direction?
I think in many ways it's getting better. I think we're all becoming a lot more comfortable with diversity. Certainly our kids are on our school campuses. The challenge is that our campuses are crowded in addition to being diverse. So that brings another issue to it. But I think overall this community is learning to celebrate and embrace our diversity and use it to our best advantage.
And California has become a third world state, as
Absolutely.
It were, and Long Beach is the most diverse city in the state. We're leading the edge in addressing these challenges.
We are, and I think a lot of the models that we've developed here in Long Beach, including within the city, are being replicated throughout other cities across the country.
Margot, thank you so much for joining us. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Okay, stay with us. We'll be back with Shirley Wilde. You won't want to miss that interview. Stay tuned.